The Halacha teaches us that a mace is koina the koina. Thus, a lift next to kovra. Marm sechta Sanhedrin, daf mem zayin on the base. That when you bury a mace, you have to keep him. This halacha applies when the mace was buried in the place that is a basic forest, with the owner of that property and the mace buried there, and the owner agreeing. However, if a mace was buried in property without the permission of the owner, or if he was buried in a place which is not really a cemetery because it was a shasat chak, or it was a temporary burial, the halacha then is that he may be removed from that place. Our Gemara quotes a Mishnah from a Sechta Ohalos, where somebody found a body, a grave, that wasn't known to us till now. And the question is this area considered a basic kfaras, and therefore that body may not be moved? Or is it a body that was just buried there temporarily, and therefore it may be moved? So the Gemara quotes Tanan Hosam, Gemara Masechta Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Aleph from a base. Tanan Hosam, Hamoitzi Meis, if somebody finds a buried body, V'mushkuf Kedarkon, and the body is laying the way Jewish bodies are buried. And as the Rimi Gash explains, this Mishnah is referring to Taharas Etz Yisrael. In Etz Yisrael, in those times, obviously they were very careful to make sure that every road, particularly where people walked, was indeed Tohor. Particularly as people were being oil regal, they should not become Tomei and not be able to go be oil regal. So wherever they found a grave that wasn't supposed to be there, as we began and we'll discuss more, if it was obvious that this mace wasn't supposed to be there, was supposed to be there permanently, they, given the halacha that under those circumstances that we said, the mace may be moved, they would move it. However, if it was obvious that this was a basic forest, so then you're not allowed to move the nifter. And they would therefore just make proper markage that it should be obvious that this is a basic forest, and people who are interested in remaining tahor should avoid this area. So the Mishnah says, Hamoitzi meis mushkov kedarkoi. So the Gemara Masecht Nazir, Daf Samech Hei Omen Aleph, says, by the Mishnah using the words mushkov kedarkoi, it's coming to eliminate a number of situations. One is, it's coming to eliminate the situation of somebody was just murdered. Because if it was just somebody killed, even if we'll find three bodies, it still will be an indication that this is not a Beis HaKfaris. Mushkuf, Prat L'Yoshef. Jewish bodies are not buried sitting. Kedarkoi, Lamuti, Misha Roshem, Munach B'Yerkusev. If his head is between his thigh, that's not the way Jewish bodies are buried, and it's an indication, all of these are clearly indication that this wasn't a regular burial. And therefore, this is not considered a basic kfaris, that the halacha by a basic kfaris, as we said at the beginning of the shiur, hameis koines mekoimai, here, because it's not in the usual manner, loy koines mekoimai, the halacha that we learn in our Gemara, that a meis has his tfusa, that the area, the soil around his burial place, if he's being excavated, should be taken along, doesn't apply. And of course, the mace may be removed from where he is buried. Because it's obvious that the mace was not buried to remain there permanently. The Ramah, Yad Ramah, explains the Gemara just the opposite. He says that if it's horrid, if it's obvious that he was killed on this spot and buried there, the halacha is, even if it's not a beis hakfaris, a mace that's horror kones mekoymai, and he may not be moved. There's machlokes rishonim. If the halacha here is that there is no tfusa when he's found not buried as a Jew, the opinion of the Rashbam. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says, even if we'll assume because this body is not buried in the way Jews are buried, it only means that that's an indication that this is not a basic forest. And therefore, the bodies that are buried there may be moved. And we don't have to do the entire examination that our Gemara discusses of up to 20 amis. But the din of tfusa, says the Rambam, will still apply. This Orach HaShulchan HaOsid explains that what is the machloikis of the Rambam and the Rashbam? A very fundamental machloikis. We know, and we will speak about it in Mitzvah Shem, that a mace is osa bahano. And the question is, does that only apply to a mace Yisrael, or does that apply to a mace Akum? The Ritva asks a question. We know that the halacha, mentioned in many places in Shas, is a mace mitzvah konas mekoymai. That if a person was found on the road dead, the halacha is konas mekoymai, and you're not allowed to move him. You have to bury him over there and leave him there. So after it fall, maybe if this one mace was found, who says that that's a raya? That this isn't a indeed, it may be a raya that this is not a beis hakfaris, but maybe it's a mace mitzvah. And the halacha is that a mace mitzvah is kara mekoymai. So he gives two terutzim. One terutz is that a mace mitzvah is highly unusual. And number two, if there is a situation of a mace mitzvah, rachman otzlan, it's well publicized. The fact that nobody knows that there was a mace mitzvah is a halach, is a raya that there was no meis mitzvah here. There's another teretz, which will be a very important part of the discussions we will be having, and that is the halacha that you're not allowed to be mefana meis. The halacha that you're not allowed to move a meis, is that a deraisa or that a derabonon? Is that a halacha mederaisa or a halacha mederabonon? If we say it's a halacha mederabonon, so therefore, this would be a situation of a Safik Drabonon. And we know Safik Drabonon Lekula. So Gemara says, Hamoitzei meis mushkiv kedarka noitloi ves tfusosai. And as we explained, tfusosai is the soft soil under the mace. The Rambam explains what's the makar for halacha of tfusa. The pasuk says, "Misbeiseses b'damayich." The area where a mace is buried is the fluids of that body get absorbed into that earth. And therefore, the Rambam's opinion is that the tfusa is three etzbos. The Rashbam says that the shear is shloisha tfachim. And the Mefarshim explain why is it shloisha tfachim. So they explain that as we've been learning in our Gemara, the amount that there has to be a distance in all the different configurations in our Gemara of how a Beis HaKfaris was constructed, was that there was an Amma, six tfachim between the Kfarim. So why do you need to have six tfachim between the Kfarim? Because each cover needs three tfachim for a tfusa. So from here we see that the shear is three tfachim. So what's clear in our Gemara is that if not for special circumstances, we may not move a nifter. And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yoridea, in Hilchas Aveilus, Simen Shin Samach Gimel, the halacha discusses this din of not being allowed to move a mace. And we learn the words together of the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, a mefanam ha-meis v'atzavus loy mechevim mekuvet lekevim mekuvet. Not from one nice burial place to another nice burial place. Loy mechevim bozui lekevim bozui. You're not allowed to move it from one not such nice burial place to another such nice narrow place. Loy mebozui lemekuvet. And not even from a not nice burial place to a nice burial place. It goes without saying, says the Shulchan Aruch, Mechubad Lebozui. You may not move a mess from a nice burial place to such a nice narrow place. Or B'tar Shaloi, to move him, as the Shach explains, to his family burial place. I feel Mechubad Lebozui Mutter. Then you can move him even from a nicer burial place to not such a nice burial place. A person has a particular pressure that he should be buried next to the place of his forefathers. Says the Shulchan Aruch further, you let him move him in order to bring him to Eretz Yisrael. Furthermore, says the Shulchan Aruch, if when the mace was buried, if he was buried with the condition that he will be moved, Mutter b'cholanyu, then it can always be moved. V'im ein mishtam b'zeh cover, if he's not being properly protected where he's buried, she'esh loch shem yitziu of the kachavim, we need to be concerned that it's not a safe place because of the akum, or she'ichnusu b'mayim, there'll be a flood, or she'kever hanimtza, or it's a kever that's found in a place that's not safe, mutzul of noisoi. Says the Rama, Yeshna Hagim loses me'efer to Shabbat Kever. Interesting that he mentioned this minig specifically here, that the minig is to put from the earth of Eretz Yisrael into every kever when somebody's buried in Chutz La'aretz. And then he continues, Yeshla minig zel mash yismuchu. Furthermore, says the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Beis, Eim elichem meis mi'iyash yesh bekfaris. You know how to take a mace out of a city where there's a base cemetery, lir acheres to another city, elm kem chutz l'aretz l'aretz. The only time you're allowed to carry a mace to a different city is if you're carrying him to Eretz Yisrael. Oishim elichem, continues the Ramah, or if you're taking him, l'makam kivris avaysav. V'm tzivu l'elichem l'makam l'makam. But if that was the express request of the mace, a shitziva lekivrei lebeisai for lebeisa kvaris. He was asked to be buried near his home if it's permissible. Shamloi. Umuto, and then says the Rambam one more halacha, lita instead of lof kedei lachal habosamahem. It's better, apparently, that if we are moving a mace, it should be after the body decomposed, and only then to move it.